Agenda item number five, Riverview at the Preserve LLC. Mr. Rorell.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowl and members of the commission. Riverview at the Preserve LLC is requesting authorization to construct three stormwater outfalls, including riprap scour protection, and to construct a community use pier with a 30-foot by 30-foot roofed pavilion in association with the Riverview subdivision, located at the southern terminus of Tranquility Trace, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. The project requires a wetlands and a subaqueous permit, so you all will also be acting as the wetlands board today. The subaqueous component of this proposal is a community pier with a 50 by 60 foot T-head, including a 30 foot by 30 foot pavilion. Only about half of the pier head is within the state's jurisdiction, as the other portion is within the man-made section of the intracoastal waterway. As the city of Chesapeake has no wetlands board, staff held a wetlands hearing on September 10th here at the main office, and no one attended except for the agent. Tidal vegetated wetlands impacts will occur from the community pier shading and the construction of three stormwater outfalls and the scour protection. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science did raise some questions about the proposed locations of the outfalls within the existing vegetated wetlands. In response, the agent explained that the proposed outfall locations and installations had to be designed to meet specific City of Chesapeake development ordinances and engineering specifications. And it was these requirements that ultimately determined the outfall's locations and terminal points. All state agencies that we contacted reviewed the project and have found it acceptable. And ultimately, staff is comfortable with the community pier proposal, but recommends a royalty of $2,250 for the pier's encroachment over approximately 1,500 square feet of jurisdictional state-owned bottomlands at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Staff also recommends approval of the proposed wetlands impacts associated with both the pier shading and outfall installation. The impacts appear reasonable for the establishment of a condominium development, provided the condition that the applicant purchases 1,464 square feet of tidal wetlands credits from the Libertyville Mitigation Bank. And we did receive an updated credit availability letter from the agent and applicant on Friday the 18th. So just quickly to go over a few of the images in this slide, this is an aerial. Here's the Elizabeth, the older channel of the Elizabeth River. The intracoastal picks up here. It's interesting because the pier and the pavilion are located right at this point. So the jurisdictional line that we assessed or assigned to this project basically bisects the pier head diagonal. In the light green color, the three proposed stormwater outfalls. And here's a site photo of the approximate location of the community. So I'm available to answer any questions, and I have the updated credit availability letter if anyone would like to see that or if we need to include that as part of the record.
Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Is the applicant present?
The applicant's agent is present, yes.
The agent is present. Please come forward, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Jim Cahoon.
Is there anything else you can add to staff's presentation on this?
No, sir. Justin has done a very nice job taking over from Justine, who left. This project has been in the works for many months now. We coordinated with about every federal and state government entity you can imagine. The location, I just wanted to clarify with the community here, that was not located in a fashion to try to show the responsibility of any loyalties. It turned out that was the most logical place to put it, because the old section or that northern branch of the southern branch of the Elizabeth River, that's very heavily traversed. If you know the area, just across the river from us is Great Bridge Locks Park, and that public ramp is very heavily used. So we wanted to get out of that channel, out towards the main stem. in the intracoastal waterway itself, we couldn't go too much further westward because there are mooring bollards. The Corps of Engineers maintains mooring bollards there adjacent to the Federal Channel. In our coordination with the operations branch of the Corps, that was very, very important that we maintain some clearance from this. So the stormwater outfalls themselves, as Justin stated, we have, there are at least two sections of design manual that require us, one, to extend the pipe to adequate outfall, there's the bank of the river, and two, we couldn't extend it further, as VIMS suggested, because we have to have adequate cover over this concrete pipe. We can't leave an exposed pipe out in the river. So because of those two things, primarily our tidal wetland impacts are from the riprap spillways. We extended those riprap spillways down to mid-tide so that we're in front of the Spartina Marsh. We don't have any future potential impacts to that Spartina Marsh from erosion. So I stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter is the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. This project is approved.